Calm down, you bloody imbecile, and stop struggling. I assure you, I'm not here to do too much to you, so just... If you keep on making this difficult, I promise you I will end you here, and I'll have to end anyone else who's in the vicinity who ends up seeing your death, because I'd rather not cause so much more shit for myself than already has been. So, if you don't want a bunch of lives to end because you are too stubborn to stand still, then I suggest you follow what I'm saying. Okay? You make one noise that I don't tell you to do. One yell, one scream, one cry, one weep. And I'll break your neck. Understood? Good. I'm going to remove my hand from your mouth now. A pleasure to meet you. Well, it would be nice if you told me your name, for one. Sure, our, introduction may be a bit weird, but that doesn't matter. What is your name? Well, so original. I can already tell what's gonna come up next, which is gonna be the whole, why are you doing this? Who are you? Yada fucking yada. Like, you haven't been the, 100 fucking human who's already done that. You're all the same. You're all broken records. You all respond the same, and it's very irritating. I'm sorry. That was a bit of a tangent. Like, you don't really need to know who, what, why, when, where, how. You don't need to know any of that. Because, in all honesty, if you're useless to me, you'll end up dead in a few hours anyways. So try your best to live up to my expectations, okay? You are going to be a negotiation tool for me. If you're useful, then you will live. If you're not useful, then you will die. A very painful death by being... You know what? I won't spoil anything for you. Now, follow me, please. Make a run for it, and I promise you, you'll be skewered by many things you would not want to be skewered by. Wonderful. Now, there are many heroes in this place, and they try to protect the useless flesh bags we call humans. But I don't care much for protecting and all of that shit. I do what I want to do. I've been gifted powers for a reason. I wasn't told when I got these powers that I should be protecting and doing the greater good and all of that fuckery. I am not here for that. I am here to have my fun, and I will have my fun. Now, the villains, which is what they call people like me, usually hide in their shadows and their little hidey holes and all of that, hiding because they don't want the superheroes to come and get them. But no, that isn't a way to live. That is not a way to live at all, my friend. Yeah, we're friends now. You got a problem with it? Do you have something you want to say against it? Good, perfect, because if you did, you'd know what would happen. I have the ability to do whatever the fuck I want to you. So this is one time that you have to quote-unquote simp for me and bend to my will, because if you don't, it literally means dying. Suck up your pride and fucking worship me. Anyways, compared to those villains, in quotation marks, I don't know why they call them villains for just doing what they want to do, but compared to them, I am a goddess, in my opinion. And a lot of my followers' opinions, but unfortunately are now dead. But I have other followers, I'm sure. I just don't acknowledge them. Because why the fuck would I? Now, back to the main topic at hand here. You will be my hostage and a negotiation thing. I don't know what else to call it. These heroes love to save humans. Now, if I threaten to eviscerate you if a hero doesn't come over to take my negotiation deal, then that's a very bad look on them, don't you think? Here's how it goes. They want to save humans. I give them a human to save from me, and they give me something in return. Maybe a pardon from my crimes, the freedom to do certain things. The heroes stop looking for me. The more humans that I have, the more they have to give me in return. Because if they don't abide by my rules, they all die. Now, that's where you come in. I'm gonna need you to play very, very nice. You need to be a complete and utter pussy. You need to scream and kick as you're in my grasp and be completely afraid as if I really am going to kill you, which I will, but for now, I won't. You need to make it look very, very convincing and beg and show those puppy dog eyes to the entire world as everyone sees this on their TV. And if they don't abide by my rules, then you get to die knowing that the superheroes that you look up to are nothing more but complete and utter shit. Pretty cool, right? Of course it is. Now, we have around an hour because I am not ready to do it yet, and I do things by the hour and whenever I want to. So, how's about you and I have a bit of fun, Yeah, I am pretty strong, aren't I? Cool, right? So, it's been a while since I've had some stress relief. And thankfully, seems like, well, hopefully I haven't seen much yet, but hopefully you have something that can help me with that. You know, this whole oblivious thing, you're not playing it off very well. Are you nervous? Are you afraid? You're being pretty good. At least I think so. That's if you don't get crushed by me, but I'll be gentle. I have a rule, though. There is no fucking way that you get to dom me. There is no possible way I will be a sub towards you. But aside from that, I can definitely rock your world. Consider this a gift for being so good so far. I've literally never done this with anyone else, but after so much time without it and having to do so much and unable to do shit myself, yeah. Gets lonely at times, man. But I can do whatever the fuck I want. And you want to know what I want to do? You. Now, you ever seen... Hold on. I'm struggling out of this. Son of a bitch. Where was I? Things as big as these? Huh? How do they look? Pretty good, right? Oh, I couldn't give less of a fuck if it's in public. Please, tell me who's going to stop me. Who? I'm waiting for a very valid answer. Now, you need me to remove them myself, or are you going to do it? Aren't you good? Perfect. I'm waiting. You know, that bulge is very hard to miss. Oh my. You have a pretty nice body, I'll tell you that much. Well, try not to be too loud. I'm sure you don't want to be embarrassed, right, or recorded or anything. You already look very raring to go, but this is the only time I'll get on my knees for some puny human. Not bad. That is a very nice size. Look at the way it curves. My, what a stench. You must have been saving up quite a bit, huh? So it seems like the two of us are in the same boat, right? Quite a nice taste, too. Interesting. God, the veins. My. A human with a beast between their legs, huh? Goodness me. Fuck. I'm almost impressed. You are really big. And thankfully, you taste good too. Listen, I'm gonna need you to hold out for me until I am ready for you to fuck me. I can see you already thrusting your hips a bit into my mouth. That's a no-go. We go at my pace. And if you shoot a minute sooner, I'll be very aggravated. And possibly end up even killing you. So make sure you keep everything bottled up. Perhaps I'll take it deeper now. My. Well, my tits instead. Stroke that cock of yours, hmm? Sounds good to me. How do they feel? You're pretty warm in between them. You know, I'll give you props for your endurance. I'm surprised you haven't finished yet. Don't worry. You only need to hold out a little longer, and then you can feel how it's like inside a supervillain's pussy. Look at it poke out. It's a little pool of pre-cum right in between my cleavage. I think I might have a quick taste. Oh my. That's potent. Very potent. You love when my nipples rub against them. I will admit, it feels really nice when your cock brushes past them. Quite frankly, I shouldn't be pleasing you this much. As you are supposed to be tending to me. But it does get me all pent up inside doing this, so I suppose I can do it for a little longer. Use my hand instead now. Thought I could use two of my hands for this thing. Fuck. So much on my hand. God. Tasty. Alright, that's enough. I can feel you pulsating like crazy. You must have such a big load rearing to go. You followed my instructions so far. Now, sit up against the wall. I'm not going to get into any bending over or stuff like that. I'm on top. And that's how it's going to be if you have a problem with it. It's too bad. Now. You ready? My pussy is just aching to meet this cock of yours. Oh my. Must have really wanted to fuck her. Sidekick of mine, right? Wouldn't you like that? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I can feel your glaive. You're trying so hard not to let it out, aren't you? It's okay. You released a lot. Fuck. Well. It could all leak out. Let's get a little taste again. That's pretty good. My. Good job. I didn't expect you to live up to my expectations, but you far exceeded them. So, for that, you're going to be my neat little... I was about to say slave, but no, you're going to be my lovely little sidekick, aren't you? Remember, you follow my rules and go by what I want. So if you say no, you already know what that leads to. Me taking it for a yes, of course. I wouldn't want to kill you and waste this precious little thing you have. No. Get dressed. You have shit to do. I don't need to get dressed. I don't care how people look at me. Plus, they can just come right back on with a snap. Happy? Come on. Hello, my darlings. So I just finished recording this and decided to look at my YouTube page because why not, you know? And boom, fucking 9K in my face. We just hit 8K last month, dude. And now we're so close to 10K, and fuck, I couldn't be more grateful. Thank you all so much. So fucking much for supporting me on this. Oh, holy shit, man. Oh my god, it's unbelievable seeing this, and it's so fucking cool. I just compose yourself, Pandara. Compose yourself. Thank you all. Thank you all so fucking much for everything, for being here and enjoying my content. I'm still enjoying this. I'm still loving every minute of recording, interacting, and streaming and everything. Just thank you all so much for this opportunity. Gonna stop now before this gets too long. And until next time, my darlings, again, thank you all so much. Take care of yourselves.